Well, the March on Crime that's going to happen here in our city. Where does it begin? Where does it end? I know where it should end. It should end in front of the courthouse doors here in Houston. Join us to talk about Doug Griffith, HBOU president. I heard the chief is still kind of using the COVID narrative to discuss what's going on with these spikes in crime. I think we pretty much have figured out why we're seeing a spike in crime. What we don't have is the political will to do something about it, evidently.
Yes, sir. I have to agree with you. We have to do something with these judges and the courts and try to get them back on track.
Okay. What's the best way to do that?
Pressure? Just have to try. Yeah, we have to pressure them. We have to get to the courthouse and pay attention to what they're doing there. Right now, they have free reign to do what they want because of COVID. They're using that as an excuse not to have court, not to be in person, and that's an issue. You've got to do something about these criminals that are just wreaking havoc on our citizens.
However, how do you exert pressure? I mean, you're not sure about your vote. You apparently have no right to protest or to march if you're contra the powers that be. How in the world do people put pressure?
We've got to get the media involved. They've got to start paying attention. We have to have our citizens rise up and start getting out, voting, and understanding what they're voting for when they go to the polls. We're going to have a big election coming up next year, and we got to start thinking, 2 years, and we have to start thinking now who we're going to run for those positions. We have to have good people that are going to stand up and do the right thing for our citizens.
I don't know if you've noticed, Doug, but most of the TV partners in this town are, leaning to the left. You're not going to get a lot of coverage from those people. They're all walking in lockstep together.
Oh, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. And I know the chief likes to put it out on COVID and a bunch of other things, but this is strictly on the backs of the judges, the DA, and others in Harris County leadership that refuse to see it for what it is. Criminals are victimizing our citizens at a higher rate of recidivism, and it's got to stop.
You know, if it doesn't happen to you, it's real easy just to think, oh, well, you know, you put a lot of faith in the people who got elected, and you think that they're operating in your best interest. It just doesn't appear to be what's happening right now.
No, I completely agree. You take a look at our last two officer-involved shootings. One of them, the officers show up to a call, the guy sticks a gun right in one of them's face. They barely had time to react. The second one, the officers just see a car speeding. They pull up behind him. The guy jumps out and is trying to rob a taco truck. And they engage in a gunfight. Our officers are seeing the same guys over and over and over, and they're getting emboldened to be more and more violent.
Well, if you think you're going to get out of jail as soon as you get to jail, yeah, you're going to be emboldened, that's for sure. All right, Doug, thank you. Doug Griffith with the Houston Police Officers Union.